edu. Scroll down to Bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to Bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on a smattering of issues that we're talking about. We're going to filter down in just a moment and spend a large portion of the time for the balance of this discussion today about what's happening with Cracker Barrel. Perhaps you've got your questions, perhaps you've got your insight, but I believe that there's still much that needs to be delved into and discussed in relationship to how Christians, conservatives, churches, and pastors need to respond. But ladies and gentlemen, as we're talking about the subject today, moving forward while looking back, we're talking about what President Trump has been doing and what's being said and the rebellion, the retaliation against it. In fact, I've lost track of it. The numbers, I believe there's been over 500 suits and about 350 injunctions against President Trump and his administration and the different divisions since he went in office for the 47th president. He's been in office now for, 7 months? And he's done more in 7 months than most presidents done in a two-year term, two four-year terms, 8 years. But I'm looking at headlines that says, Red Alert, Trump deploys FBI war unit. August 19, 2025, the tide has turned. The shadow government that hid behind closed doors for decades is now being dragged into the light. President Donald J. Trump is not just back in office. He is striking with precision. Panic is spreading. I must laugh. Panic is spreading through the ranks of the elites as the machinery of the justice finally begins to move. Yesterday, Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey stepped down from his role and was immediately appointed as the co-director of the FBI alongside Dan Bongino. It was an unprecedented move and a clear signal. This is not about bureaucracy. It's about building a strike team to dismantle a global network of blackmailers, traffickers, and political puppets. This is not law enforcement as usual. This is war, this writer says. Further, the article states Pam Bondi and Patel are constructing a panel, a parallel FBI loyal to America and not to the cabal. The targets are clear. Obama was weaponizing the CIA and the NSA. Hillary Clinton, who funneled weapons through Benghazi and ran blackmail operations. Adam Schiff exposed the sealed files to censorship and leaks. James Comey, the kingpin of cover-ups. Brennan Clapper and globalist spies behind the first coup attempt. Bailey has been brought in to lock them up, end quote. This is not limited to civilian oversight. Trump is aligned with military intelligence, Space Force, Cyber Division, and U.S. Marshals operating across the borders. The White Hat allegiance is global. The message is simple. We are ready to prosecute, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know who wrote the article, but it's a fascinating, succinct statement as to what is taking place. So, ladies and gentlemen, while all of the cultural, moral, ethical changes were being pushed, listen, as all of these things, past, present, past tense, cultural, moral, ethical changes were pushed, most Christians, most churches, most pastors were silent. I'll let that sink in for a moment. Silent. How many Christians did you see standing up and saying, no, we're not going to close our churches when there was the mask mandate, the six-foot separation mandate, the mandate to shutter the businesses and close the churches? How many Christian pastors stood up and said no? Most, ladies and gentlemen, during the course of the Obama administration and the Biden administration, most pastors and Christians were silent, fearful, timid, afraid to stand for biblical values and truth. So now, this journey of wokeism, cultural Marxism, and rot is coming to a screeching halt, and the woke liberal communist politicians are screaming, shouting, calling President Trump a dictator, destroying the Constitution via the liberal judges. Ladies and gentlemen, the judges, I believe it was 229 federal judges that Obama appointed, and I think it was about the same number that Biden appointed. When you think about the number of judges that the Marxist left appointed and the indelible impact they'll have on not just the present, not just with President Trump, but all of our future. In fact, all of these judges that sit in a small office in a small town in a small community with a small circuit with black robes on that's trying to control the Oval Office, ladies and gentlemen, they're appointed by Obama or Biden, some of them by William Jefferson Clinton, Slick Willie, as he was known in his era. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the end result of that. But as we look back and see what's causing it, we need to look forward and understand what Trump is doing and what I believe that God would have him to do. It is needful and necessary today. Here's a headline. Satanic. Mom says son's teacher nominated him most likely to become a dictator for his conservative views. Right in Gainesville, Florida. I touched on this the other day, but I didn't wrap up the loose ends. In Gainesville, Florida, an anti-woke Florida mother says her son's history teacher nominated him the most likely to become a dictator for his conservative views, while another son was precluded from sitting next to his friend on the bus because of her conservative views. It goes on to talk about the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that right down in Gainesville, Florida, a young man that's believes in the Constitution, a young man that believes in justice, a young man in the classroom that's known that he was an admirer of President Donald J. Trump. The teacher actually was brazen enough, dumb enough, ignorant enough, prepared on the computer a certificate, and on that certificate, he was nominated the most likely to become a dictator. Why? Because of his conservative views. It is something, ladies and gentlemen, that's unheard of, but we're witnessing today the cauldron boiling and boiling to the top of the surface of what was built and fundamentally determined through the Obama and the Biden administration, where it was the fundamental change of America. And we witnessed all of this taking place, but most were silent. Most said nothing in relationship to it. Headline, ladies and gentlemen, President Donald Trump warns that he may send troops to Baltimore to fight crime. He's going to send troops into Baltimore, New York, Chicago to fight crime. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I am thankful to see that taking place and for that happening in our nation today. Here's another headline. Student leader impeached. Student leader impeached. Ousted for simply supporting Donald Trump. A community college in Pennsylvania is facing controversy after a conservative student said he was impeached and removed from his student government position simply because he supported Donald J. Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that we're witnessing a demonic battle. It is very, very clear. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 says, in the last days, perilous times will come. So may I just simply modify that briefly? Perilous times have arrived. They've arrived. That word perilous means dark, dangerous, difficult, deadly, destructive. And that's what we're witnessing today. And part of what we're seeing today in the big picture is the pull down of what corporate entities have been doing for these years that have not been, we've not been paying attention. And I focus on Cracker Barrel. Perhaps you know what has been taking place with Cracker Barrel, but most do not know fully. Ladies and gentlemen, there is the fact that Cracker Barrel has been involved in devious things, ethical, moral things for several years. It's just now boiling to the top. Most Americans, most large corporations have awakened to discover that the LGBTQ sodomite agenda and the DEI agenda focus along with the embracing of the woke culture does not work financially. Hear me. Target, you recall a number of years ago, were put on the spot and boycotted because of their DEI stand and because of their LGBTQ sodomite agenda embracing mindset and what they were doing with it. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that as Christians, we need to take a stand. And Cracker Barrel is one of those things. I'm looking at the headline, Cracker Barrel ditches Americana as customers call for boycott over, listen there, over the iconic brand change. I'm going to say this and then we'll take our next caller. The hoopla, according to the Marxist media, is all about the brand change, the logo change. Ladies and gentlemen, the logo change has very little, if any, in essence, to do with the hue and cry from the general public about Cracker Barrel and what they're doing. Cracker Barrel, for years, have embraced the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. For years, Cracker Barrel has been not only endorsing, but promoting the pride flag and the pride marches in Nashville and other parts of the nation. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's just not coming to a head. Cracker Barrel could be headed for the Bud Light. This article reads, Cracker Barrel can be headed for the Bud Light treatment after the brand unhinged changes after the Americans and the Americans are fuming. The bad news for the company was delivered around 500,000 posts made on X calling for a boycott. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not just the 500,000 people that have signed the petition to boycott Cracker Barrel. It's the fact that Cracker Barrel stock has dropped about $100 million since it was discovered of their DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion in their hiring practices. And I can go much deeper, and we will in just a moment. I believe Mary's on the line. Mary, go over the question and comment, please.
Okay, Dr. Youngblood, I have to tell you two things. One, I am shocked, dismayed, and disappointed at the number of Christians, conservatives, strong conservatives. Oh, they always vote conservative Republican. They love President Trump. And yet they feel the whole Cracker Barrel issue is just a non-issue. What's the big deal? It's just a little sign and logo. Not a big deal. Everything is the same. What is wrong with these people? I am dismayed.
Well,
just dismayed. So much is being revealed right now. The Cracker Barrel, on top of everything else, they have been funding pronoun workshops for their employees and the corporation. And they are also financing legal, these LGBT programs. That their money is behind them. So that has been revealed. One good thing that's come out of all of this is this has all been made known. So what do you say to these people?
Mary, you're exactly right. They're not only funding it, but they are funding an organization that uses its funds to fund the defense for illegal invaders coming into America. So for every dime, for every dollar, a Christian, a conservative spends eating a meal in Cracker Barrel, we're funding that which is designed to undermine, tear down, and destroy the morals, ethics, values, and the very foundation of our nation.
I was so shocked at this, the attitude of so many. Logo. We have to vote with our feet and with our stomachs.
Absolutely. Mary, listen, you probably recall, and I don't know if you do, but for years and years and years and years, I would go to every one of the major meetings for, in fact, I traveled across the nation to the Tea Party meetings and speaking for the Tea Parties in
each of
the counties, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then for all of the, for many of the REC meetings in Duval County, for the any of the Republican meetings, any of the Republican candidates, I got weary with the hearing a lot of talk and nothing being done. I don't mind telling anybody. I don't mind telling anybody that's listening today. I'm fed up with the so-called conservative Republicans that have a lot of talk and do nothing, just as you're talking about now. Here's the bottom line when it comes to Cracker Barrel. This is what Cracker Barrel says: celebrating you being you. On behalf of Cracker Barrel, LGBTQ Plus Alliance, and DEIB, we want to celebrate you for being you. It's the greatest mission to ensure that pleasing you, all the people of LGBTQ Pride Month and June, et cetera, evoking activists to demand change of the LGBT community. As we promptly reflect on the core values of all of the Pride people, all the professionalism, respect, integrity, diversity, and excellence. Cracker Barrel believes these are core pillars that should guide our decision at Cracker Barrel year round. It is, and here's a headline, Mary. Then I let you respond in a moment. LGBTQ Plus Alliance and Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Belonging. A belonging team, as well as other allies, employees, and attend Nashville Pride Week each year. We celebrate bringing you, the Pride people, onto our front porch with our rainbow rocking chairs, including our giant rainbow rocket, to show you our support, our employees, and all of our guests, and all of the LGBTQ community. Mary, it's not about a logo, as many say. It's not about just saying, I don't care whether they have the Cracker Barrel there with the little man leaning over on it, or if it's the Cracker Barrel's silhouette to the side with the name Cracker Barrel. That is the least of my worries. My concern is that LGBTQ and the DEI has been embraced in all of its departments in Cracker Barrel for years, and it's just now bubbling to the head. But Mary, listen, here's something. I'm looking at today's newspaper. Front headline, Florida Times Union, one of the headings, abortion, immigration, DEI, now a part of the city budget battle in Jacksonville. Most of our listeners may not even be aware. I'm going to read one paragraph and get your response. The City Council Finance Committee clamped restrictions on the use of taxpayer money for DEI program services for people who are in the community illegally and abortions in its version of next year's budget. Mayor Donna Deegan denounced the addition of the amendments filed by the City Council member Roy Diamond. She said the diverse amendments do not do anything to help the budget. I'm extremely disappointed that the majority of the Finance Committee went along with yet another attempt to polarize our community with a toxic D.C. culture wasteland that hurts our city, Deegan said in her report. Did you know that under the Donna Deegan administration, there's a push for providing funds for somebody to pay a down payment on a house, helping to pay for illegal immigrants coming into the city and to give them services? And now that there's a move in city council to say, no, she's all upset. Should Jacksonville become a sanctuary city with DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, and the hiring policies?
Miss Deegan is a lefty Democrat, typical, just a classic. And how people can be fooled into voting for her. It's what communism does. It destroys what we have. It's subtle and not so subtle. And the people who support her, who are so-called Republicans, are Quislings. If you are old enough to remember that term, it comes from the appeasers and those who worked hand in glove with the Nazis and with the communist state. They're Quislings who are willing to sell us out for their own personal gain. And she should never, never have been elected. And what do you expect? I do like the caller who mentioned that Cracker Barrel calls it the Americana motif. Mm-hmm. And that's, again, what communists do. You destroy the past.
Yes.
You destroy the foundation, subtle and not so subtle. And they are not to be ignored. This is how they start. You appease a little bit here, a little bit there. And before you know it, your country is gone. It's one slippery slope.
Well, you know, our mayor here in Duval County even gave a directive out of the general counsel's office to our sheriff that he was not to question that person whether they were illegal or whether they were had right documentation. And the good thing is our sheriff is not appointed by the mayor. Our sheriff is elected by the people. And he told our mayor, I'm an elected person. I'm responsible to the people. I'm going to enforce the laws.
Yes. And I, by the way, speaking of the laws, they keep saying that Donald Trump is engaging in retribution. Yes, if you want to call it retribution, yes, I hope he is. And after what they have done to him, I like to call it payback time. And if we don't have perp walks and orange suits and those arrest photographs as they took of President Trump, it will happen again. I want to see payback. I want to see perp walks, or it's going to all happen again. We need to put the fear into these people that, no, if you try this stuff again under a different administration, under a Democrat rule, we will get you. We will get you again.
Absolutely. And, Mary, you might be aware of the fact that even Hillary Clinton's already lawyered up. James Comey's lawyered up. Clapper's lawyered up. All of those that were in the head of the FBI and parts of the FBI and the DNI that prosecuted Trump, persecuted Trump, tried to destroy him financially, tried to destroy him politically. All of those now lawyering up. Why? If they did nothing wrong. They see the handwriting on the wall. And I don't call it retribution at all. I call it justice. Justice.
Okay.
If justice does not prevail, we'll repeat what we've seen under the Obama and Biden administration. We'll repeat the fundamental changing of America. That's the reason we need to stand up and speak up. By the way, one footnote before I let you go. Our present mayor is in office as a result of the elitist Republicans in our
exactly.
city. They have already, and I could call the names and I won't. They've already said that they're going to see that she's reelected.
Yes.
I can't understand it fundamentally, but philosophically, I know what they're doing, what they're saying, because they can get what they want as the freebies in our city and our county as a result of putting her in office and making her be assured that she'll be reelected. It's dangerous, it's sad, but one of the major things that the whole point that I want to make today, Mary, is that Christians, pastors, and churches stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Some say, well, I'm afraid that we might be retaliated. I'm afraid that somebody might say, well, you're a Christian, you're a church, you're not supposed to do those things. Listen, God's word is very clear. All through the Bible, from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:22, politics, as God called it, civil government, should be the servant of God. And if not, Christians need to speak up and challenge it and counter it. And so that's my position. Mary, thank you so much for your call today.
I just want to leave you with the words, without courage, all other virtues are worthless. And that was by Churchill.
Well stated. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mary,
okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
God bless you. Thank you. I believe we have Jose on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, brother, quickly. I thought I had seen everything, but I saw a video yesterday. The liberals in D.C. protesting because they don't need more police or armed forces to put law and order on the streets. And I was like, wait a minute. These people are really insane. I don't see the mentality or the reasoning of these people. I guess whatever Trump wants good for the country, no matter what it is, they're going to go against it.
Oh, therefore the illegal immigrants, therefore a truck 18-wheeler driver murdering three people. Now, you'd be surprised. There are millions that have signed a petition nationwide demanding that truck driver, that illegal driver's license where he killed three people, they're demanding that he be released, that it was just an accident, he didn't mean to, et cetera, et cetera. But going back to the demonstrations, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but it's just brought to the surface. I've known it for all of these years. But it's the first time it's come out to the fruition. There are major corporate entities funded by George Soros and others that will fund people to go out and demonstrate at the rate of about $200 a day to simply go out and stand on the street and wave a sign. Those that are waving those signs, they have no idea what the demonstration's about. They just know they're getting paid to wave that sign and to stand against whatever it is that Trump is for. And so it's a it's a sad day that we have major paid demonstrations to make it look like the other side is all in upheaval. Well, the Democratic Party is not just in upheaval. They're in the trash bin because they've destroyed themselves. It's imploded. Go ahead.
It is so sad, brother. What's going on in America with so many people that I don't have a name for it. You can call it insanity. I don't know if they think straight or just the hatred. They are motivated for so much hatred, anger, and bitterness that they don't see the light. They don't see that he's trying to put law and order. What's wrong with it? You know what I mean? It's like you having a cameras in your house and then the police is going to patrol the neighborhood. What's wrong with it? I don't get it. I mean, it's just insane what's going on in America. We have to keep praying, brother. Thank you
Amen.
Very much.
Amen. God bless you. It's demonic delusion is what it is, Jose, and for our listeners. I believe we have Davis on the line. Davis, go with your question or comment, please.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Youngblood. And I amen 100%. Boycott Cracker Barrel. And let's invite Trump to send some National Guard to Jacksonville, Florida. I've been living here for about 65, 70 years. I'm only 90 years old. So it's getting worse and worse and worse. Where's our National Guard to help us?
Well, you know, there's a push now for the DEI in Jacksonville. There's a push for the sanctuary city and for Jacksonville now. We're finding more and more tent dwellers on the streets and the sidewalks and in the woods and in and around Jacksonville. Nothing's being done about that because, after all, the mindset is with the present leadership. And I'm thankful there are few on the city council that's taken a stand. They're being slapped at, slapped down, and called everything but sane people as a result of what they're doing. But it's my prayer that we'll see some massive changes in the city council in the next year, and that we'll see massive changes in the mindset of the public in Jacksonville, Florida, that will make a difference in the Oval Office, as I call it, for our city in the next election cycle. So it demands our prayer. And Davis, one of the major things that I've harped on, and it may be considered my little bandwagon, is that I believe the whole problem that we see today goes back to the silence in the pulpits, the lack of spine and tenacity for pastors and for Christians to take a stand. I say we need to be prayed up, we need to be standing up, and need to speak up and have the voices as salt and light that God's called us to be. What say you?
You're 300% right on that.
Amen.
we didn't start our church either.
That's right.
And we didn't set 6 feet apart either.
Amen. We didn't.
I don't know, but any one or two may have wore masks.
Well, I'm thankful that God gave us the victory, and there's still a lot to be done, and I'm praying that people will understand the danger that we're in unless we stand up and speak up. Davis, thank you so much, brother, for your call.
Don't forget, he's still in control.
Amen. He's still on the throne. He hadn't gone to sleep. He's not gone on vacation.
He's not that old man in the rocking chair you were talking about.
That's right. Absolutely. Davis, brother, thank you so much, and God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you joined us on Let's Face the Issues today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
You know, for all the negativity out there, there are a lot of things that still work.